Shiva is back temporarily, but he's very tolerant. I guess if I'd give a shiur nonetheless. So here I am. Parshas Vayechi. There's actually an Indian here which I've spent a lot of time thinking about. And Baruch Hashem this week it came out in the Parsha, the service of the Parsha at least. So it worked out well. The Yisrael here is something you see, but we'll see about Sheva Naphtali. But Lamaisa, it's Yisrael in Kol Tor Kula. You'll see how this applies really across the board to everything. The Gemara says in Masechta Sota, Rashi brings down also in Chumash that when they came to Ber Yaakov Avinu in Maros Machpelah, so Esav came to him Arer. And Esav said, you know, I sold the Bechor, I didn't sell my chilek in Maros Machpelah, I should bury it here. So the Gemara tells us that, you know, there was a big fight, and they said, we have the shtar. We'll get the shtar Mechira. So they said, who's going to get it? They said, Naftali will go get it. Naftali Yael Shlucha, Naftali is very, very quick. He is compared in the Pasuk to Yael Shlucha. He's a very quick deer. And he'll run to Mitzrayim, he'll get the shtar, and he'll bring it back, and he'll prove the violence over the Maros Machpelah. So the story continues that Hushim ben Don didn't know what was happening, and he got up and he killed Esav. That's the end of the story. But Lamaisa, you see that the one sent in order to shoot down the claims of Esav was Naftali. And Haludabar, who, like, you know, it's cute that he was quick, but Lamaisa in the Pshat, in the Bracha, none of the Mefarshim say the Bracha is you're going to be very fast runners. The Mefarshim all say that the Bracha Yael Shlucha has to do with the quality of Haludabar's land. His Chilk Eretz Yisrael was a land with very, very bountiful fruits, very, very sweet. They grew very fast, ripened fast. And Yael Shlucha is just describing how quickly the fruits are going to grow and ripen. But it's not an Indian of running fast. But Gemara there brings down the Indian of running fast. It says that Dafka Naftali is the one who's going to be menaged in the time of Esav. So the Shaila is, what is the yichud of Sheva Naftali? What is about Sheva Naftali that makes him be one of the major ways in order to shoot down Esav in his timeness? And the Maisa, it's important. We know Esav sent it's Yaakov. So we know that Be'etzim, Yaakov and Avinu and Esav are going to be, you know, mortal enemies. But that means that every single Shevet is going to have their chelik in fighting Esav. That you do find. And some are more specific than others. You know, we know that Yosef is called Sitno Shel Esav. You know, Hushim ben Don killed Esav. So Hushim ben Don, Shevet Don, has a special chelik in defeating Esav. But here in this Maisa, Naftali also. Naftali has a special chelik in bringing down Esav and figure out what that is exactly. So that's the first nekud over here. It's very interesting. In the Bracha, given to Naftali in the Zosa Bracha, so it says, Naftali Sva Ratzon, Yam Bedarm Yerasha. So literally, Naftali is full of Ratzon, and he's going to inherit Yam Bedarum. So what does it mean he inherits Yam Bedarum? So the Ramban brings down here a very interesting point in Zosa Bracha. Ramban brings down Sefer Abba here. It's just like in a Kabbalistic Sefer, Medrash. And he brings down over there that Yam means Olam Haba, and Yabash and Nadarum means Olam Hazeh. And the Bracha Naftali is that if you're Sva Ratzon, if what you do, you're Mali Ratzon Hashem, if you're Fang Ratzon Hashem, so you're going to be Yerish Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's the way the Ramban puts it from Sefer Abba here. So the Ramban is the Yom of the Ram Yerusha is Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So it's funny because, like, why Dafka Naftali? I mean, it's true by any Shevet. If you do Ratzon Hashem, you get Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's true no matter what. But Dafka in the Bracha Shevet Naftali, it says, Yam Bedarum Yerusha, you're going to inherit Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So what Dafka is about Naftali that there's a remes to the Beis Olamos and his Bracha? Well, what's the Nikud over there? The Gemara Brachos, in case of the Baruch Mendadum and Aleph, there's a Gemara which is a Pella. It's an Agadat, those who've learned the Agadat know much of Pella it really is. Daf Mendadum and Aleph. It talks about Peros Ginosar. Peros Ginosar were in Shevet Naftali. Ginosar was in Chilkam Naftali. And Ginosar was known to be the sweetest, most geshmak of fruits you could possibly get. And the Gemara brings down Mashunadika descriptions of the Amorayim going there and seemingly just pressing over these fruits. That's what it looks like. I mean, the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan went, and he had the Talmidim carry back astounding amounts of fruits, and he would eat them, and then he'd take a shvua that lo tayim ziyuna. The Gemara says, ziyuna sakal daitach? He says, I didn't taste any sustenance. Really? So the Gemara says, no, he didn't taste any mazon. I didn't taste any mazon. So Rashi says, he ate all these fruits, and he said, nothing here satisfied me, I can still have more. I guess Pashup Shad is that, you know, Gemara says in Rav Chol Sumi Ika, Gemara says in Megillah, that there's always room for sweets. So maybe they're so good, so geshmak, he had room for sweets. But Maisa, it's strange. And the Gemara gets even stranger. Rabbi Abahu, Ochilad, Havel Sharak, Ledutva, Mafose. Rabbi Abahu ate until a fly slipped off his forehead. So he ate so much, I guess he was perspirating or something, and the fly slipped off his forehead. Ravami and Ravasi, Havel Ochilad, Nasir, Mazar, they ate so many fruits until their hair fell out, the Gemara says. Rish Lakish have a achil ademar. Rish Lakish ate the fruits till he went crazy. And he went so crazy, they had to carry him back, like on a stretcher, kilo, you know, back to society. So, I mean, it's a pillow. These are the Gedolei Amarayim. We're talking about Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Gedolei Amarayim. Mamish, these are people that are far beyond us. And it sounds like they're having this big, you know, party on candy. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, what's the Gemara saying over here? What's the Nakuda? And we see this in Shem Naftali. This is all done in Ginosar. Ginosar is a Chilk Naftali. Rashi brings it down over here in Chumash. So what's the Nakuda that in Sheva Naftali, these fruits are just so gishmak, and these Amorayim seem to have these crazy events happening in the Chilk of Sheva Naftali. So we have to understand, what is it about Sheva Naftali that has all these things, you know, unique to them? And through that, we can understand more about this Gemara and all these other Inyanim. So we have to start first with the Dover, which we know is Omer V'Yisodah Shel Olam. You know, but, you know, Kfir Kainu, we can understand it, it's based on the Pshat and the Psukim. You know, the Inir Eitz Das Tovara is something which is kind of beyond us in so many ways. But, you know, Mefarshim Chumash explain what it means. You know, so in Mefarshim, you can take the Mefarshim Chumash, understand at least, you know, Kipshut Shel Devarim, what happens with Eitz Das Tovara. So the Svarnov explains, what's the Nakud Eitz Das Tovara? What is it? Well, what was the Nisayon? What was the results? What was the Eitz Das Tovara? So Svarnov says very simply, he says, Tevara is Livchor Ha'ariv, Alpi Sheyazik. Svarno says that the Esas Tevara will make somebody choose that which is sweet to him, which is a Geshmak, even though it's damaging. And the Mayas have built the Ariv into despise that which is not pleasant, Alpi Sheyumoyo, even though it's beneficial. So very simply, you know, we are very often make choices which might feel good at the moment, but are not good for us in the long term. Now, somebody chooses to sleep late rather than go to Shachris, right? So sleeping is Geshmak, right? You're choosing the Arif, but it's not Moil. That's not a beneficial decision. It's Mazik. It's Mazik the person. Somebody chooses to eat a food with questionable Hashgacha, you know? So at the time, okay, you can be a Marahetter and it feels good to eat it. But Lamaisa, waiting 10 minutes for the other food would have been a much better decision in the bigger picture. That's Yazik you. It's Mazik. He says that the Indian of Das, Svarno says, Sis Leiv O Tevera. It now makes us consider Tevara, meaning that we will choose a Tanugi Olam Haza, even though they're mazik us in the realm of Olam Haba. That's what it means. And after the Chet, when it says, Vatipakach Ne'ine Shnehem, when it says their eyes were open, Svarno says over there, Nosnu Leiv Kol Arev Tainug Apish Yazik. So at that point, Adam and Chava, they started paying attention to things that felt good. They were a Tainug, they were Arev, even though they're damaging to them. So with Ke'ilu, Olam Haza opened up before them. And even though the things in Olam Haza might be damaging to them, Lamaisa, they were drawn in. There was a certain pitui which came from the Olam Haza, which drew them in, and they would perform them and enjoy them despite the fact that it was mazik them in the long term. And that's the sign we have constantly. You know, are we going to do that which is more pleasant and easy for us despite the fact it's mazik us? So there's a big yesod over here. There's a yesod of Olam Haza and Olam Haba. Now, the Olam Haza is a world of all sorts of taivas and tanugim, and it's a world which, if we take those tanugim as a tachlos on their own, so that's mazik. That doesn't bring us anywhere. It doesn't do much for us. Before the chait, it was very clear of Adam and Chava, what was the tachlos? What was tanugim? They weren't going to choose something which is mazik them. They'll choose the things that are geshmak and are pleasant and are good when they're a mahalach towards Olam Haba, when they're going to be moil. But if they're going to be mazik, they're going to choose them. It was very, very clear what was right and what was wrong, what was emes, what was sheker. After the chait, so suddenly there came Metzias into the world where Tanugei Olam Hazeh could be looked at as a tachlis on their own, and people would choose that which is a geshmak despite the fact it is bad for them. That's what happened after the Chet. The Be'etzim, though, what's the purpose of Tanugei Olam Hazeh? So we look at everything in this world as a keli for Olam Haba. The Metzias Hasharim in Perek Aleph, if you haven't read it, it's a required reading for every single yid. You got to see it, Perek Aleph, Metzias Hasharim. But there he goes through the Chavos Aram Be'olamo, and he says that this world is meant to be an Emsai Olam Haba. Because also Olam Haba Domer Prozdor, you know, Olam Haza Domer Prozdor, Olam Haba, you know, we have to use this world as a keli, as an emsoi to get to Olam Haba. Things of this world that are going to bring us there, we should grab them and hold on to them and use them. Things of this world don't get us there, you should run away, like he says, run away from fire. You know, you run away from them and don't go anywhere near them. But that's the purpose of Olam Haza, the Tanug Olam Haza. But if you're looking at Olam Haza as the tachlos in and of its own right, you see Olam Haza as the trakl and as the prozdor. You see the Tanugi Olam Haza not as Kalim, but as the goal. So that ends up with the Kilkul Beis Hadas. That brings you nowhere. And that's Mazik you, even though it's Arev, it's Mazik you, and it gets you nowhere in the long run. So that's really the Yisrael of Odin Olam Haza. You know, we have to be able to take Olam Haza and use it for what it's supposed to be used for. You can take, there are things here, Kosh Baruch gives us a Geshmaka world, all sorts of beautiful things, pleasurable things, Hanos that we can have, and they're totally mutter, and they're good. If they're used properly, they're Remem us, they bring us to Olam Haba, and they enrich our lives, they give us Hana, and Olam Haza, and Olam Haba. If we use them for tachlis in their own right, they don't use them for the right reasons, so at that point, it just becomes hezek. You know, it just damages us, it shuffles out of Olam Haba, and it brings us into Olam Haza, and it keeps us down in Olam Haza. To take this even further, now this is what Chazal tells us in so many ways, the Kosh Baruch Hu dafka wanted to megal himself through Olam Haza. We notice that Iva Kosh Baruch Hu dir b'tachtonim, Kosh Baruch Hu has a taiva, kiviyachol, he has a desire that he has a dir b'tachtonim. We know the Kosh Baruch Hu made Olam Haza so that through the Maisim Shel B'nei Adam, and through our Nisyonos, and through who we are, we're megal him. That's tachs Olam Haza, that's what it's here for. So other rabbis, not just that, you know, Bedi Eved, we have some kelim around that we could use. This is the tachlis of life. Tachlis of life is to take the kelim in Olam Hazeh and use them to be in this Allah and use them to enter into Olam Haba. That's the whole purpose. So from our end, we have to know that in Olam Hazeh are meant to be kelim just to get the Ratzon Hashem in Olam Haba. And that's what it's all about. If we see it in the wrong way, so at that point it's a dead end. It's that's Gehenna. If you use the things in the right way, so that brings you to Gan Eden. That's what brings you to where you need to go. That's the whole Indian Olam Hazeh. Esav and Yaakov are this Nakuda. I believe the Zohar brings down, I think I saw Shemu Shmuel a few years back, I think it's from the Zohar. He says that the Eitz Hadas Tovara is Keneged Esav and Yaakov. It says that Eitz Hadas Tovara Etzim had one roots, and it grew off into two trees. Like Esav and Yaakov were twins, and they went off into their own paths. Eitz Chaim is Yaakovinu, Eitz Hadas Tovara be Keneged Esav of Russia. And Esav and Yaakov are be'etzim the struggle of Mahazin Olam Haba. You find in the beginning of Toldos, Vayisrutz Zabon and Bekirba. It says that when they were inside the womb, the two of them were struggling, they were wrestling in the womb. And Rashi says they're Merivim and Achos Shneilamos. Esav and Yaakov, they were already fighting over Shneilamos. Olam Haza, Olam Haba. So what were they fighting about? So there's a Medrash that brings down more of the discussion, Yaakov Shimoni. And it says that when they were selling, when Yaakov was trying to buy the Bechor from Esav, he says, "Mechar b'kiyomis b'choraschali." He tells Esav, "Sell me the bechor." So Amru kisha Yaakov Esav me'iman. So the Medrash says that when Yaakov and Esav were be'iman, Amru le'Yaakov le'Esav. Yaakov told Esav, "Achi, send my brother." Shnei olam v'slefanenu. There's two worlds. Olam hazeh, olam haba. Olam hazeh yish bo chilu v'shtiyah masematin lisa isha hold banim banos. This world, olam hazeh, has food and drink and business and women. You can have children. Olam haba ain bo kol midas olam. Olam haba, you don't have any of these things. Ritzencha to'at Olam Haza and Olam Haba. So let's make a deal. You take Olam Haza, I'll take Olam Haba. And that's what it means. Shenemar Mechor Kayom is Bechoroschi. When he wants to buy the Bechor, he says Kiyom. Meaning the same discussion we had in the Betin, that's what I want to do right now. We had that discussion before. Again, to that point, there was no deal made. And now that they're making the Mechira, he said, let's think back to that conversation. You'll take Olam Haza, I'll take Olam Haba. And then the Medrash says, Miyad Kofra Isra B'tchias HaMesim. So at that point, Esav was Kefer Tchis HaMesim. He said, I'm going to die anyways. Who cares about Olam Haba? And then at that point, Yaakov took Olam Haba and Esav took Olam Haza. That's what the Medrash says. So Yaakov and Esav, Gufa, they stand for this struggle. There's a struggle of Olam Haza and Olam Haba. And we see it with Esav. You know, Esav is somebody who was willing to sell away his Olam Haba for a pot of soup. Zidat Hashem. That's what he did. And it says inside, we do this all the time. You know, very often, we're willing to take a pot of soup. We all have our own pots of soup we take. And everyone takes their pot of soup, and they're willing to give up ruchnius, and give up mitzvahs, and give up learning Torah for their pot of soup. Whether it be, you know, something extra, something we eat, time of battle Torah, you know, sleeping, whatever it is, we have our pots of soup that we take. But Esav was somebody, he gave up everything. At that point, it's koifer in Olam Haba, it's koifer in Tchus HaMesim. He gave up, for his tainug of Olam Haza, he gave up everything. He gave up all of Olam Haba, because for him, everything was Olam Haza. Olam Haza became the tachlis. And Olam Haba, for him, became irrelevant at the time. And because that's the point, Esav is able to see Olam Haza's tachlis on its own right. Because Esav said, I don't care about anything past death. It's all about this world. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have tanugim. I'm going to have a geshmak in this world. I'm not going to use it to get anywhere else because I don't believe in anything else. I'm going to use it totally for this world. They know, many mefarshim explain that the nekuda of Yitzchak wanting to give the bracha to Esav was because Yitzchak understood that Esav was somebody of Olam Haza, but the original deal would have been similar to Yisachar and Zvulun. You know, Esav would have been Matzliach and Olam Haza, he would have supported Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu would have been the one who was the Rosh Hashiva, learning Torah, teaching Torah, it would have been a shutfis. You know, Yisachar's willing type shutfis. And Esav Etzim was somebody of Olam Hazeh and was very Matzlich in Olam Hazeh. His problem was he didn't see Olam Hazeh as a Kili, as an Emsoyah to get to a Tachlis. He saw Olam Hazeh as Tachlis in and of itself. So at that point, you know, that's when Esav became Esav Rasha, and he had to veer off from Yaakov Avinu. So we have to be able to somehow counter Esav. And if Esav's whole Mahalach is to see Olam Hazeh as a Tachlis in its own right, is to enjoy this world for this world, not for anything else. So we have to find our way in which we are somehow going to be mafkia the Tana of Esav. How do we stand up against Esav? And that's really the Shaila. So the way you stand up against Esav, and this Nakuda, is to be able to take it in Olam Hazeh and use them in the proper way. To be able to take food and drink and use it as a tachlis, as an emsoi for Olam Haba. To be able to take Tanugi Olam Hazeh and use it as a way to reach Olam Haba. That's the way that you come to be mafkia the Tana of Esav. Now Yaakov's Midah, Chazal says, B'chol Me'odecha. Chomadecha includes everything. You know, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just with your lev and nefesh, but with your money, and with your food, and with your marriage, with your tanugim, everything that you have, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. And that's the meaning of Yaakov Avinu. He's able to take everything he has and use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think that's in the Kudosh Sheva Naftali. If you look back in this week's Parsha, going back to the Parsha finally, in Sheva Naftali, it says, Naftali Ayala Shlucha, let's find it over here, Naftali Ayala Shlucha, Hanosan Imre Shafir. Naftali Ayala Shlucha. Naftali literally is a quick deer or gazelle. And he gives Imre Shafir beautiful statements. So the Unklus Taiches, I mean, everybody says that Ayala Shlucha refers to the fruits of Naftali's land. Naftali had a very geshmaka land. Rashi brings down over here that refers to the land of Ginosar, as the Gemara discusses, which is Kalvashal Peroseh, which had very, very delicious, quickly ripening fruits. Very similar to the speed of a deer. And the Targum Taiches over here, the Targum says, Chafal Targum says, Naftali ba'ara tava yisrame adve, Naftali's chelek will be, his nachla will be in a very, very good land, v'chasante tehe ma'abda perin, and his Yerusha will make great fruits, yohen moedan v'varchen aleihon. And his tachlis is to be moedan to Kosh Baruch Hu, and make brachas on the fruits. That's the bracha given to Naftali. Now, many of the brachos to the Shvatim spoke about their lands being very fruitful lands. It's not just Naftali. The Usher, Shmina Lachmo, you know, many of the Shvatim, we talk about their success in the material world. But only about Naftali is his whole Nakuda is Nosim Reshafer. Take those fruits, take that Geshmak, take those Tanugim, and use them as a way to Moda and Mevarach Kosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Targum Unklus says. So the fruits of Naftali were the most geshmak fruits. Ginosar, as the Gemara says, that this is the shpitz. The best fruit in the whole world, you get it from Ginosar. That's where you're going to get it from. And Naftali is supposed to take the greatest tainug of this world, the tainug of Peros Ginosar, the most geshmak food you can have in the entire world, and use it totally in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes them, and his whole tachlis, to take those fruits and recognize that through them, you're moda mevarach aleihem. You're moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarach aleihem. That's his job. It wasn't to take the fruits and use them, you know, to support Limud Torah necessarily. It's to take that geshmak itself, take that tainug, and use that tainug to recognize Hashem. Tamaru kitov Hashem. There's an Indian you can taste something, and through the tasting, you'll see Tov Hashem. That's what you see. So if we're able to take the tainug of these fruits, and through them, b'mavarech Kosh Baruch Hu, not just for our stomachs enjoy, but use it so Kosh Baruch Hu has we do his ratzon through it. That's the nitzach for Esav. That's the way you destroy Esav. You know, Esav's whole tachlis is all about Olam Hazeh. Hinochi Olach Mamos, I'm going to die. Who needs Olam Haba? And if we take those things of Olam Hazeh and we use them, like we said by Sheva Naftali, for the tachlis of Olam Haba, that's the way that you fight Esav. So now it's very geshmak. When it says in Zos HaBracha, Yom V'Yarom Darasha, Yom V'Darom Yerasha. So Ramban says there it means Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So now we understand. The Sheva Naftali, Gufa, is where you find the ticket to both Olamos. Now all the Shvatim, you know, when they do Rosh Hashem, so it's Olam Haba. It's Olam Haba. That's what it is. But Naftali, the whole purpose of Naftali is to take Olam Hazeh as that Keli, as that Emsoi for Olam Haba. So Dafka by Naftali, you find the Bracha, Yom V'Darom Rosh, you find a remnus to both Olamos. And I think now you can understand much better the Gemara and Brachos. Again, the Gemara here is Tamua. The Gemara doesn't make any sense, but now we can understand at least a little bit of the Gemara. We have some Havana on what it's talking about. Now, the Gemara is talking about in the Chilk Naftali. So we're in Ginosar. Ginosar is supposed to be the most geshmak fruits in the entire world. And Dafka in the Chilk of Naftali, you find Ginosar. So the Gemara, let's go through the Gemara again. So Gemara first brings down Rav Yochanan. It says about Rav Yochanan that He took an astounding amount of fruits, you know, like 1,000 barrels of fruits, and he ate them all. And this is Mishtavad L'Toyim Ziyuna. He took a Shavua that he didn't taste any Ziyuna. So Ziyuna, Rashi says, means food. I mean, he tasted food. So Ziyuna Sakad Aitach, really didn't taste any food. Ema Mezoina, he didn't taste any Mezoina. He didn't have anything. Rashi warns over a sowing. So I think maybe you could say the pshat over here is that Rav Yochanan is telling us that I ate physical food, but I didn't taste the food. I tasted something else. I tasted another ruchni in the food. I tasted something far beyond this world. I was able to eat all this geshmak or food, but I wasn't eating it for my own stomach, I wasn't eating it for my own taste buds. I was eating it to taste something much deeper. I was able to take the geshmak of this food and use it to say, I didn't taste mezoina. I'm not eating it to taste just mezonos, I'm eating it to taste HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tamru ukitov Hashem. And then says Rabbi Abahu, ocha dahava sharek ledudvelam da'afuse. Says Rabbi Abahu would eat until the fly slipped off his forehead. So what's this fly? So you do find the remez in a few places that a molik is nimshol to a zvov. You find it in the Baal HaTurim, says it in Parshas B'Shalach. You find there's a medrash that talks about zvuvei mavis, there's remez to a molik. And there's also remez to a molik. A molik we know is the descendant of Esav, kind of the spitz Esavnik is a molik. You know, he's the one of all of Esav, a molik is the one who stands up most against Klal Yisrael. And when it says that he ate until the zvuv slipped off his forehead, b'chor you can say he ate, and this is his, he's doing an avoda. He's doing an avoda of being masakin the kilkul of Esav. He's doing an avoda of being the head of Olam Hazeh and orders for it to be an emsoi from Olam Haba. So the Mashal Gemara gives that he ate until Esav slips away. That the zvuv slips off his forehead, Esav slipping away. Then your next Gemara, Ravami Ravasi have ochli ad nasr mazayuk. So Ravami Ravasi would eat until the hair fell off. Very strange description. But I think it's very, very understood now. Esav, we know, is the Ish Sayer. Esav is hairy. And we say you ate till the hairs fall off, it means you're eating until you're able to somehow bring down Esav. And the Misaki and the Kilkul of Esav. And then Rish Lakish have Achel Demarid. Rish Lakish ate until he went crazy. So it wasn't he ate until he went crazy. So Rashi says, Daito Mitarefes. His Das was torn up. His Das was confused. So here you have a deeper remes. You have a remes here. We spoke about how this whole kilkul began by the itzadas tovara, and that brought das of tovara into the bria. So if you're eating until your das is torn up, it's ki'ilu he ate until he was living a life before the itzadas. He was living way back there. That's what he was doing. The Rav Futner brings down a kuda similar to this when it comes to Adol Yada of Purim. Adol Yada of Purim. What's the Adol Yada of Purim? He says because Purim is a fight against the Malik. And Adol Yoda is saying you're going to get back to the point prior to the Das, prior to the Das Tovara. So maybe here it's also the similar clue to Adol Yoda. It's Ademarid, until your Das is gone. So that's this Nakuda that you're fighting against Esav, Ad Kedei Kach, that you're going to bring yourself back to a Madrega prior to the Das Tovara. So there's no Das anymore. That's what it says. So again, there's a lot more in this Gemara. Chazal speak, you know, the Chidusam, they speak in incredible ways. But you see a remez in this Gemara, that every single line of the Gemara is Meramez to Esav. And somehow, when they went, they weren't just resting on fruits, they were just there in order to fill their stomachs, but they were there in order to fight against the Kolch of Esav. This is all in the Chilk of Naphtali, because Naphtali's whole Nakuda, the Yichud of Naphtali, is that they are a Shevet that's supposed to take on all the Tanugim Olam Hazeh and use them for Davar Ruchni, and through the Tanugim, they're able to be Nosim Imrei Shafer. Through all the Tanugim, the result is not that they feel full and they feel pleasure, the result is that they're giving their Imrei Shafer to Kosh Baruch Hu. I think all this you can find the remez in the pasuk by the shir of Devorah. You know, the heroes of every shevet, Devorah is the hero of Shevet Naphtali. You know, Devorah, it seems, came from Shevet Naphtali. It's not mafurish, but it's definitely mashma. She came from Shevet Naphtali. And in the shir of Devorah, there's a pasuk which says Naphtali Amrom Mesada. The Metziv named his sefer on Shas Amrom Mesada because his name was Naphtali, and his marav is that pasuk. It's Amrom Mesada, and the Naphtali Amrom Mesada. So if you as a remez. You know, the Sada is Esav, Ish Sada, Ish is Ish Sada. And Naphtali is on a rim, so Naphtali is on his misrum over the Sada. Naphtali is above it. And Naphtali rises above the Sada, as Naphtali does. So Naphtali is somebody who is able to rise up above the Ish Sada, the Esav, above Olam Hazeh, and its drives and its pulls, and he's able to now take that into the realm of Olam Haba. So so I think that's the Nakud of Shev Naphtali, and that's why, so Naphtali is Dafka, the one sent to get the Shtar Kneged Esav. So it's not just the Pshat, he was quick. But Naphtali has the unique ability to fight against Esav. Naphtali is the one who's able to take what Esav's kilkul is, and he's the one who has the job amongst all the Shvatim to take that and hapech it for Tov. you know, for our own personal nisayon in life, you know, we live in a life which is, we're totally shekulim mamish in an olam hazeh. I mean, I think in terms of history, we're definitely one of the times where olam hazeh is most pronounced, taiva is most pronounced, it's most around us, you know, we're totally absorbed in it. And the entire sviva around us is just screaming out to us, you know, enjoy olam hazeh, enjoy the tanugim, eat and drink and have a good time. And you ask the typical everyday American, so what's the tachlis of life, you know? I mean, they don't really know much tachlis of life, but, you know, they live their lives based on, okay, how much pleasure can I have? You know, money and food and everything else and women and drinking. And that's what we feel out there. And the whole environment around us is screaming that to us. You know, use olam hazeh and just enjoy. That's what life's all about. You know, the more money you can make, the bigger house you can have, the better food you can have. That's what life's all about. And it's totally against the hashkafa of Torah and Yaakov, you know. We're B'nai Yaakov, we're not B'nai Esav, or Hashem, we're B'nai Yaakov. And Yaakov's whole tachlis is to see that olam hazeh is meant totally to be a keli from olam haba. It's not meant to be something in of itself. I mean, back to the Seil Sesharim again. You know, Kosh Baruch Hu gave us a world which is full of chen v'chesed v'rachamim. It's a beautiful world. But Seil Sesharim tells us very clearly, and it's obvious, that this world's meant to be just an emsai. He says things of this world which give you yishu das to serve Hashem, things of this world help you, you can grab onto them to serve Hashem. So grab them and use them. That's their tachlis. But things which can't be used to serve Hashem, things that draw you away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, run away from, like, run away from fire. And that's our approach to this world. It's not a, but this world is not the tachlis. This world is only a means to an end. So if we're able to have this hashkafa, then we're able to fight against Esav and fight against, you know, we're in Galus Remi. It all comes from Esav. And this Galus, the way that we fight against it is through this. You know, the you could, all the hanos of this world. You look at Ayala Shlucha. Ayala Shlucha talks about the hanos of Naphtali. Naphtali, they come quick and easy. You know, it's Ayala Shlucha, quick and easy hanos. You know, the fruits grow fast and they ripen fast and they're there and they're ready and available. Again, in all of history, I don't think we've had the Ayala Shlucha in our hands more so than Bezman Hazeh. Everything is very quick and easy. The pleasures are just at our fingertips. They're everywhere. So if we were able to mahapich that into Nosim Reshafer like Naphtali, so we've done our job. We see the Kosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he gave us a beautiful, beautiful time to live in. We can enjoy the world in so many ways. We're given so many opportunities. Therefore, Nosim Reshafer, take all those opportunities and I use them to praise the Kosh Baruch Hu. So I've done my tachlis. I've done my job. If we just stop the Yalash Shlucha and we're like Esav, and we just enjoy them as they are, and we sell away everything for our pot of soup. So that's the Kilkul Vesa, that's Kilkul Vesa Das. So through that, and that's what the Bracha Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Naphtali, through that, if we're able to mekayim this Inyan, so that's the Yam Yaram Derasha, Yam Adaram Yerasha. That you're able to inherit Yam Adaram, you inherit Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Because if you're Nehenef from Olam Hazeh, you enjoy this world. If you're doing it for Tachos Olam Haba, you'll enjoy the next world as well. And that should be our Bracha from Naphtali.